You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Over 80% of wine produced in the United States is from none other than the Golden State. When many people are asked where California wine country is located, however, typically they may point to Napa and Sonoma counties, but that ignores bountiful wine regions from the Sacramento Delta down through the Central Valley and along the Sierra foothills like Nevada, Placer, El Dorado, and Amador counties. And when it comes to the foothills, Folsom Lake College prides itself in producing the next generation of wine growers and makers. Home of the Falcons, the community college has created a viticulture and enology program, which often includes scholarships, internships from wine businesses in their backyard. But due to the pandemic, Folsom Lake College, like many colleges around the country, has struggled with a decline in enrollment. Greg McCormick is the Dean of Instruction at Folsom Lake College and joins us about the opportunities available for those interested in pursuing a career in wine. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
So the viticulture and enology program started about a decade ago. What prompted the idea to create a program in the wine field?
So I think there was some interest amongst faculty. We have many of our faculty from the chem department earn their advanced degrees at UC Davis, and certainly UC Davis has a reputation in the viticulture and enology field. And so with that background, there was an interest in innovating the chemistry curriculum, right? Fermentation and all that is entailed in winemaking is applied chemistry. And so that was the impetus and certainly the geography of Folsom Lake College and specifically our El Dorado Center, which is located near Placerville, right in the heart of El Dorado County wine region, really was fertile ground for developing a program in concert with faculty and the community.
Yeah, I mean, you really are just like in a prime location when you're in El Dorado and Amador counties, from Somerset to Fair Play, you know, going up to, people think of Apple Hill, but there's a wine region there as well, in addition to being Apple Hill. How has the program grown over the decades in terms of building partnerships and collaboration with this wine region?
So all programs at community college outside of the traditional academic paths grow incrementally. And so the curriculum was developed, the curriculum was offered, and over the course of 4 or 5 years, really grew. There was definitely industry involvement. We engage with an entity that we call our advisory board, made of industry experts who inform us on their needs and perhaps the trends that we can expect in the future so our curriculum doesn't become stagnant. And certainly those engagements flourished pre-pandemic. Pandemic happened, things changed, and now as we're returning to a more traditional instructional modality, and the public at large is returning to a more traditional...
And you say traditional as in person.
Definitely. We did wine tasting online for a semester or two, which has some advantages. We engage people from across the state, which is great. We usually don't attract a lot of students from San Diego. But now that we're back in person, and certainly in this discipline, viticulture, enology, there's a lot of the collaborative element that is, I think, flourishes in the in-person setting.
Because there are wineries in the region that actually invest in this program, right? Because they want to benefit from the next generation of wine growers and makers.
Definitely, definitely. One of our faculty members is a full-time winemaker at Boger, and they've been a huge supporter of our program. A new winery in our region, in downtown Folsom, Willamette, has been a real financial supporter of our program as well because, yes, they do recognize the need both for training and attracting new employees and also for existing employees to upskill and advance their knowledge base.
Yeah, and because of the pandemic and just the struggles with student enrollment, and that is, you know, across the board at many college campuses and community colleges specifically, I mean, it seemed like there was a lot on the table in the last year or so in terms of internships and scholarships and from wine businesses in the area that were just kind of left on the table because of that student enrollment. It's not meeting its pre-pandemic levels.
Definitely. I think the population at large maybe has reassessed based on pandemic, and certainly students have as well. While Folsom Lake College is somewhat unique in that our declines in enrollment have been minimal, I think students are really evaluating options and sort of slowly returning to what we saw prior to the pandemic, and certainly that includes our viticulture program.
When it comes to the viticulture and enology program, what incentives are available for students?
So I think there are some financial incentives. We have a standing scholarship that's funded by Willamette. We have one of our faculty member who works in the industry. We have connections throughout the industry, and students as part of the curriculum step on to a number of vineyards across our region, not only in the foothills, but also in Lodi. We have some great partners down there as well. And so that opportunity to connect with folks is another big advantage, and learn from industry experts.
Yeah, and there's that community college tuition promise, right? For first-time college attendees, they get free tuition.
That's first-time, full-time.
Including Dreamers.
Yes, first-time, full-time. So if you're a first-time college student, and that could be directly out of high school, or it could be somebody who's been out of school for a while but has never attended college, you can, and you attend full-time, which for us is defined as 12 units, then you can have all your registration and fees paid for.
Hmm. When people might be thinking of, you know, of the wine industry, they may be thinking about maybe the wine tasting online classes. But, I mean, the opportunities in terms of a career is so widespread. What kind of opportunities do you lead with when attracting people to this program that they may not think about when they think of the wine industry?
Yeah, so it's interesting. Our students that are enrolled in our classes span the gamut. We have folks who just want to learn more about the wine they're drinking. And then we have a smaller group, and it's the group that we're trying to encourage to recognize the opportunities, and that would be our traditional right out of high school folks. Top of their mind might not be working in a vineyard, might not be becoming a winemaker, might not be business person associated with the viticulture and enology industry, which, as your last guest spoke on broadly, that's a huge part of the wine industry, not to mention all the marketing, the sales. There's a huge swath of opportunities beyond just making of the wine. And so I think a big part of our job now is to help educate the community locally and regionally that industry does provide many opportunities for folks.
Yeah, and you offer an associate degree, but you also touched upon at the beginning of our conversation that this coursework is also transferable if they wanted to go to a four-year university like UC Davis.
Definitely. So one of the structural elements of our viticulture program is it's housed within our Department of Chemistry. And so for that reason, I think there's a lot of crossover, if you will. Analytical instrumentation is a component of our program, and that really can prepare a student to move over to UC Davis, which we don't need to spend any time talking about their reputation. It's spectacular. And so I think we serve folks who have that variety of interests, right? Some want to transfer to UC Davis and pursue this at that level. Other folks are comfortable just learning more about the bottle that they picked up at the grocery store.
Yeah, and obviously Folsom Lake College is part of the Los Rios Community College District. Are there other community colleges within the district that offer a similar viticulture program, or is Folsom Lake unique in this?
We are very unique in our district, and we're unique in the region. Not surprisingly, there's some colleges over west of us in Napa and Santa Rosa.
Yeah, of course.
Delta has a new program as well, connected to Lodi, obviously. But in our district, right, the four colleges of Los Rios, Cosumnes, Sac City, and American River, we're the only college that has a viticulture program.
What feedback have you received over the years from wineries in the foothills about how beneficial Folsom Lake College and this program is to them? Because it's only been around for about 10 years.
Right.
And then a big part, a chunk of that includes the pandemic.
Right. A lot of enthusiasm. I sat with a group, the El Dorado Wine Association, last spring, and they were so excited to have me back. It was the first time I was there, but to have a college representative back engaging with them post-pandemic, really excited that the program was continuing and just really interested to deepen the collaboration that exists.
Yeah, because you're educating a workforce that can actually stay local, stay in Sacramento County, which, you know, Folsom's technically in Sacramento County, but you're right on the border of El Dorado County in the foothills.
Yeah. And circling back to maybe one of your previous questions, even if they're not going to see themselves as being in the wine industry, I think there's a tourism industry in the county, in the region, just those tangentially related industries, and having people in those industries with some level of knowledge about the local area and some of the major drivers economically in the area is always advantageous.
Given that there's been also this cultural shift in what people want from education over the last 3 years, I guess, what are your long-term challenges that you think Folsom Lake College will need to overcome when it comes to kind of meeting the needs of a new generation of students that experience a classroom differently?
Wow. So to quote a colleague of mine, in March of 2020, the crystal ball broke. And it's tough for us if you hold our feet to the fire right now. What do we need to do to prepare for 2025? We have some thoughts, and we have a little bit of data to inform our thinking and change. But I think with this type of program, which we generally categorize as a career education program, even though it goes well beyond just career, we need to be very responsive to the industry, to the needs of the industry, in addition to being responsive to student needs. And with a small, nimble college like Folsom, we're a little bit more able to react quickly than some of our larger counterparts.
Now, I already know it's too late for the spring semester, but what courses are going to be offered in the summer and fall months?
So viticulture and enology is set up to run 3 terms a year, so fall, spring, summer. And our offerings are set to align with the rhythms of the industry. So in summertime, we offer 2 classes. We offer our viticulture and enology program, and then we offer a wine hospitality program, which really spans the gamut of not only wine and food pairing, but into the hospitality industry as well.
That's wonderful. I mean, it seems like, I know that you can transfer to a 4-year university, but what y'all offer for an associate degree, you can pretty much start a career if you have the right internships.
Definitely. I think internships are great in a large number of areas, and we definitely try and provide those opportunities to students where possible. Oftentimes, students are taking a full load of classes and have a variety of commitments that they're obligated to make. And so they may not have an opportunity to take advantage of those internships. And still, with the background and the coursework and some of the aspects of the curriculum, one of our degree requirements is forklift certification, which sounds unique. It did to me when I heard it.
It's important.
But that's a huge, huge skill and certification, frankly, to have if you're going to work at a winery. And so I think there's a lot of opportunities for students if they're strategic about their path.
Greg, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Greg McCormick is the Dean of Instruction at Folsom Lake College, sharing opportunities available for those interested in pursuing a career in wine. Still ahead, Mary Louise Kelly steps away from the host mic for All Things Considered and opens up about her new book, a memoir titled It Goes So Fast, The Year of No Do-Overs. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.